The war in Afghanistan is one of the key topics European leaders hope to learn more about when they meet with U.S. President Donald Trump. The U.S. leader wants a boost in NATO contributions for the war effort. But Germany's Angela Merkel has indicated she is lukewarm about this and will wait for NATO discussions on the matter.
We are also coordinating the cooperation of about 20 member countries which are active there. I'm going to wait for the decisions. I do not think we're first in line to expand our capacities there.
Aside from the Afghanistan war, Trump has made clear he wants members to meet minimum contributions and spend 2% of their gross national income on defense. European leaders expect to hear a reaffirmation that NATO's anti-terrorism work extends beyond Europe and the Atlantic.
Now, it is a vehicle for the world, actually. It is a global entity. And I think there is a case for expanding that now to dealing with ISIS. Now, I know this is controversial, but I think if it's approached carefully and steadily, we will see NATO accepting that it's right for there to be an extension of the remit from Iraq to go out and to dealing with ISIS. And I think it's a much better way of American power being globally used within the framework of NATO.
Russia also looms large for European leaders at both the NATO summit and the G7 meeting that follows in Italy. Germany, Austria, and others hope for a new direction in relations with Moscow following the Ukraine crisis, as continued sanctions against Russia have created pressure on Western European nations dependent on Russian energy exports. The big hope among European leaders is that seeing Trump face to face and hearing him repeat assurances that he no longer believes NATO is obsolete will quell anxieties about the U.S. role as the guarantor of Europe's security. NATO sources say officials may hold off on issuing a formal declaration, as is common after some summits. It may depend on what is said at the meetings. In this time of transition and surprises, that is something no one can predict. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Brussels.